Listen to a lecture in a literature class.
Good morning, class. Our topic for today is the Mother Goose stories. Now, I'm sure you all think you know about Mother Goose. Well, we'll find out today. No overview of children's literature would be complete without Mother Goose, because Mother Goose is such a complex and diverse collection of children's literature. An interesting point about the Mother Goose stories is that their origin is unclear. Most scholars feel, while the name Mother Goose may refer to a person, the person known as Mother Goose in all probability did not write the stories, rhymes, and songs found in the, Mother Goose books. Today, we'll look at the two earliest publications of Mother Goose books, one of which gives a suggestion as to who the real Mother Goose may have been. Then we'll look at two of the rhymes that suggest multiple authorship. The earliest Mother Goose book was compiled in 1697 by a Frenchman named Perrault. This book was a collection of well-known children's stories, including Sleeping Beauty and Cinderella. These stories were believed to have been told to the French military hero Charlemagne by his mother, who was known as Goose-footed Bertha. The name Mother Goose is believed to have come from this nickname of Charlemagne's mother. A second book of Mother Goose stories was published in 1760 by John Newbery. This Mother Goose collection included a selection of well-known children's rhymes and also about 15 Shakespearean songs. Neither Perrault nor Newbery claimed to have written any of the Mother Goose stories, rhymes, or songs. In fact, no one person could have done so. Some of the rhymes, such as Old King Cole and Little Jack Horner, are based on historical figures. It seems quite clear that these two rhymes were written in different eras, because the real King Cole and the real Jack Horner lived centuries apart. Let's look a little more closely at these two rhymes. The first of these two rhymes, Old King Cole, refers to King Cole of Britain. King Cole reigned around 200 AD. The rhyme tells us he loved music, but very little else is known about him today. The second rhyme is about Jack Horner. Jack Horner was the steward to the Bishop of Glastonbury, England, in the early 1500s. He was sent to deliver 12 title deeds hidden in a pie to King Henry VIII. On the way, Jack Horner opened the pie and stole a deed. The plum in the poem refers to the stolen title deed. The Horner family still owns the estate at Mells Park, England, the estate for which the title deed was reportedly stolen. From the histories of these two rhymes, the conclusion that the Mother Goose stories had multiple authors seems inescapable. Although very little is known about the origin of most of the rhymes and stories, the Mother Goose collections have formed the core of children's literature in the United States and England. Next week, we'll discuss Hans Christian Andersen's collection of fairy tales. Before class, please read the selections by Hans Christian Andersen in your anthology of children's literature.